James.
Yeah, Alistair.
Shake Shaft.
Becca King.
Correct.
Yes.
Now that we've cleared that up, let's begin.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a while since we did a news round style folklore roundup.
Yes.
In as much as I don't think we've ever done that before.
No, I thought we could call it Breaking the Law.
Oh, Breaking the Law. That's really good.
Breaking the Law.
Breaking the Law. Brilliantly combining that song with the Ghosts of a Britain music.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the spooky ticker tape showing me what all the latest spooky occurrences have been.
Oh, there's so many.
We live in spooky times.
We do. There's at least three.
I think there's exactly three. First up, let's go to the Quantock Hills in Somerset. Get your bleeping finger ready.
Uh-oh.
As I tell you that...
Get the snake, the bleep snake,
the
ready
bleep snake.
To hiss.
According to the Daily Mirror, you don't have to bleep that.
Oh,
I specifically didn't choose the Daily Mail. A local beauty spot in Somerset, the Quantock Hills, was haunted by a rude woman in white ghost who tells people to f*** off.
Oh, she is a malevolent spirit.
The report comes from Christine and Dave Thomas.
Oh, go on.
Apparently avid ghost hunters who launched an investigation into the apparition in 2020, according to the Mirror. I'm quoting directly. Christine claims she was shouted at and told to f*** off by the, quote, nasty evil spirits.
I guess it's kind of, it says something about the human condition that even ghosts don't like ghost hunters.
I mean, what do you expect? You're in a hunter-hunted scenario. Like, how do we think foxes feel about fox hunts? They're probably like, f*** off, I live here.
Yeah, they're probably swearing in fox.
So I don't know why we'd expect ghosts to be keen on ghost hunters.
Mm.
They don't call themselves ghost finders.
Yeah, ghost friends, ghost buddies. I heard it is said to haunt an area known as Dead Woman's Ditch at Over Stowey. Over Stowey.
Over Stowey.
That's the name of the village. I'm so over Stowey. Is what I bet people say in that village quite a lot.
You're absolutely right. I missed the fact that the apparition had been seen in Dead Woman's Ditch. I wonder what put them in mind of an angry ghost.
In DWD?
In Dead Woman's Ditch.
Yeah.
Next, James, I'd like to take you, and this is more of a visual one.
Oh, yeah.
So I would invite you to use your descriptive powers, to use the vocabulary, the lexicon at your disposal to try and conjure an image in the mind of those listeners who are capable of doing so.
Oh, is this Wales Online, reported on Twitter by @WalesOnline?
Correct. Major news organisation, Wales Online.
Sorry, that's the country. It's not just a series of tweets that are just O's.
Is this the official Twitter account of Wales?
I guess. Well, Wales Online.
So I thought I was just making fun of a Welsh magazine. It looks like I'm making fun of Wales in general.
I'm looking at webcam footage, which is the classic place to find ghosts.
From Porthcawl, a coastal town.
Ooh.
And what we're seeing is a black and white image of a camera looking out onto, would you call it a jetty?
Yeah. Yes. A pontoon? I don't know what a pontoon is, apart from a card game.
Card game, yeah, it's a card game.
Yep.
We're looking out onto some things.
It looks like fireworks. It looks like someone's let off a load of fireworks that aren't banging.
Mysterious lights streak across the image, looking very much like meteorites traveling almost horizontally, though, or fireworks being fired in at weird angles. They seem to bounce around.
One did a spin.
They've been identified as fairies or spirits by many people, but apparently... They called in the big guns, the RNLI.
Royal National Lifeboat Institute. I don't know.
That is absolutely correct. The Royal National Lifeboat Institute, who are basically Wales's version of the Men in Black. Anything spooky happens, they call in the RNLI. And they're like, you didn't see anything. Shut your mouth. And then they hit you with a love spoon.
Is that how they do the mind blanking thing?
Yeah, they don't have the Will Smith thing.
They hold a love spoon up in front of you and you expect a flash, but then bang.
Boom, right on the nose.
Right. Yeah. Don't do it again.
Yeah, don't do that again, mind you.
Like a naughty cat.
I'll be off with you. I've forgotten how to do a Welsh accent there.
You didn't see any spirits here. Anyone ask you, what do they say it was?
Well, the explanation is not marsh gas or whatever you might expect.
Willows o wisps.
It's a nighttime video and there's a infrared floodlight lighting up the scene for the camera, not for our human eyes. And apparently those infrared beams are reflecting off the sea foam, they say, creating the impression of mysterious fairies, which is
very convenient.
I've got to be honest, I'm kind of a camera person, and I'm quite interested in how light works, and I don't understand how that would happen. But hey, if the RNLI say that's what's happening,
yeah,
who am I to dispute it?
The sort of person who'd be asking for a little swift love tap from the love spoon.
Exactly. Far be it from me to call them RNL liars.
Oh my word. I would say that you had set up at Wales Online.
And I created the whole thing.
And created that story in order to facilitate that lovely pun.
Traveled back in time and established the village of Porthcawl.
We established Wales.
Yeah, I'm that big king. That big Welsh king had created Wales. You remember from the Mabinogi.
Yes, Brian Blessed.
Brian the Blessed, yeah. And my third roundup.
Breaking the law.
For you. Returning to the Daily Mirror, because I think they've nailed it with the headline. Ghost busted. Man fined for pretending to be a ghost.
A lot of people sent me this one. In this year, over this past year, I've been sent that story a number of times.
Well, I can see why. It is well within your wheelhouse. Is it a crime to pretend to be a ghost? I don't understand why this guy's been fined for making spooky noises, says the Daily Mirror, and, quote, throwing himself backwards. That's not legal, is it?
That's not, it's not particularly ghosty.
No. Oh, he was waving his arms and going, woo.
Ooh, and saying woo. That's what the police spokesman said.
Yes, he was saying woo.
The court heard that he'd been drinking with friends, and then they went to this cemetery and started to play football, and then witnesses reported the group engaging in rowdy behaviour and one of them throwing their arms in the air and saying, woo.
It doesn't sound that much like he was pretending to be a ghost, actually.
No, it sounds like he's mostly playing football. He was fined £35 and ordered to pay £20 victim surcharge and £20 in costs.
That's actually very reasonable for court costs, £20.
Yeah.
I honestly thought lawyers charged more than that.
I thought they famously charged a lot more.
Unless it was just sort of straight in, ghost, bang. You know the way on TV, judges have gavels?
Yes.
Dun, 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 order, order. Are you aware? I think most people are aware now that in British courts, judges don't use gavels.
Right.
That's auctioneers.
Ah.
But they've got a similar desk. And so every production designer for every TV show has gone, nah, close enough. That's pretty similar.
It's like in the marriage vows in Britain or in England, you don't say, I do.
Don't you? You say,
I will.
It's a weird sort of, that's approximately correct. Like if a surgeon had knitting needles, you'd be like, yeah, that's pretty much what they have.
Yeah.
That's similar to another object that someone who does a similar job would use.
You know what? Actually, while we're here, just to put a break on breaking the law. We have a lot of American listeners, and this is something I really need to clear up.
Listen up, Daddy Shakeshaft's talking. Sorry for interrupting you to tell people to listen up, James. Carry on.
That's okay. No, 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 I appreciate that.
Listen up, it's Daddy Shakes.
Question time.
Hard question.
Right. American funerals, are they really that al fresco? Do you know what I mean?
Everyone's naked.
No, I mean outside. They're always outside, come rain or shine.
Yeah, and it always is rain.
Yeah, that's usually a pathetic fallacy.
Yeah.
But like they have chairs set out and stuff. The main focus of the funeral seems to be graveside.
Yeah.
Whereas in the UK, the main focus of the funeral is in a church.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then there is a bit where they, if it's a burial, where they bury the coffin.
Yeah, they usually slide it out through those sort of tubes that builders have on the sides of buildings. Things that look a bit like water slides.
Oh, they do look fun.
Yeah, they do. Just pop the coffin out one of those.
It's from the top of the church tower.
Yeah.
It's a whole game we play.
Yeah, that's how we do it in England.
It's like Bat the Rat, but really disrespectful.
And if you can hit grandma with a love spoon, you inherit.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Are they really that outside?
Well, write in and tell us, please, American listeners.
Yes, please, please.
Are American funerals as outdoors?
Outdoorsy, yeah.
As so-called Hollywood would have us believe.
Thanks, everyone. Oh.
Thank you. And while we're here.
Yeah, while we're here.
This whole thing was just a pretext to let you know that we're doing a live stream.
The whole thing, including the invention of Wales.
I travelled back in time and created Wales.
In order to do a pun, in order to make you feel, you the listener, feel less duped into listening to an advert for a live stream, which is what this is.
That is this evening. Thursday, the 24th of February.
Or last evening, if you're listening to this on Friday,
At which point it will be too late.
Yes. You'll be able to watch it archived.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
If someone hit you hard enough with a love spoon, you might be able to convince yourself that it was live.
But if you want to catch us live, get involved in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
Go to youtube.com/lawmenpodcast or twitch.tv/lawmenpod. Just pod that time. At 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.
Gumpt.
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 So we hope to see you there.
2022.
Oh, 2022, yes.
Yes, of course. We really need to put a year on it these days.
So, James, that's all I have to say. But I'm going to ask you one question that might give you the tiniest hint of what we're going to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever found yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile?
Yes.
Follow-up question. Did you ask yourself, how did I get here?
No. I mean, that seems like you've really not been paying attention to your driving.
The reason I ask that is I'm going to be talking to you about talking heads.
Righty.
You see what I was getting out there?
Yes.
It was laboured.
It was laboured, but like the RNLI pun, it caused me great joy. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I'll see you later for it then.
Bye.
Bye.